The following interview with Ed McFarlane of Friendly Fires was recorded on Wednesday, May 27th, 2009, in the Forum, Waterford.
I'm Ed from Friendly Fires. How did the gig go tonight?
The gig was great, yeah. It was more than I expected it to be. And the crowd reaction was fantastic.
Excellent.
Especially for a place that I've never heard of. And a town that, to the eye, it's very small. Just kind of, it's sort of very deceiving.
Really?
Reaction.
How's the tour going?
It's been never ending for quite a long time now. It's been really good. It's been great. Every gig has been. In fact, it's maybe one or two shit gigs, but every band has that.
Sure.
Overall, it's been fucking great. And it's really good. It's really good to just kind of to see how the fans kind of stop and take off.
Sure.
How it's starting to have an impact on the general public.
Yeah. How long have Friendly Fires been around?
We've been around since we were 14 years old.
And yeah. Now you guys are in your mid-20s?
I was 25 on May 15th.
That's great. So you signed to XL recently?
That's right. Not recently. That would have been...
Relatively recently.
Yeah, about kind of August time.
Cool. And other bands who signed to XL, like Prodigy, Basement Jack?
Prodigy aren't signed to XL anymore.
Not anymore?
No, they're not.
Okay,
right.
So you got Bex, you have Peaches.
Radiohead, Basement Jack, Dizzy Rascal, Empire.
Yeah, cool. You guys seem to have a different sound. You have a lot less sampling. You have more of a kind of an indie prog presence.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Quite a lot of
how would you describe? How would you describe yourself as a band?
I describe ourselves as a pop band.
Pop.
Yeah, and I think I like describing us as a pop band because. Okay. Pop doesn't really mean anything.
Sure.
And it's the way that I see pop is good pop music is music that's full of catchy hooks, full of catchy melodies, mm-hmm. and stuff that you can latch onto and sing along to. And that's kind of our main goal. I think we're influenced by lots of music that isn't pop, post rock, house, techno, kind of ambient music. We listen to loads of music and we'll latch onto little elements that we really like
mm-hmm.
and we'll try and force them into this kind of very concise 3-minute pop song.
Cool. Yeah, one of the influences that you guys have said before you had was Prince. Other influences, would you work with anyone collaboratively? Who would you guys like to work with?
When you say collaboratively, is it like an artist or a producer?
Sure. Either. Who would you like to work with?
Kind of it's been hard enough us collaborating with a producer. We've only just started working with a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started working with Paul Epworth and we did Jump in the Pool with him, which is the last track we recorded on the album. Because we're kind of very used to just doing things our own way and working on our own. But
sure.
I don't know I think there are artists that I love to collaborate with, but I think realistically I think kind of Folds are a band that I can see us collaborating with because share a lot of similar taste in music, we get on very well, and when we hang out, we kind of have similar purpose. I don't want to speak to them, but I feel
sure.
like I think we get on very well. If I could choose who I wanted to collaborate with, it'd probably be Big Al, but he's dead, so.
Sure, okay, cool. What advice would you guys give to upcoming bands? In your genre?
I'd say if you have a really good song and you think it's really great, be wary about putting it on MySpace and opening it up to the general public. I feel like when we wrote Paris, we put it on our MySpace and everyone had kind of heard it. And I think if you put music on MySpace or if you have it available to stream off certain websites, you kind of released it already.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's better if you have a song that you think it could really take off and it'd be really great, just to hold on to it and then just to play it to people. That if you're on the way to signing a deal with someone, just make sure that you release it as a proper single and they can hype it up really well and do something good with it.
Yeah, I'm on fire. Can you put you are much cooler than Ed.
Is that what he said?
No.
Yeah, but if someone just wants to, you know, come along to a show, record a song, and stick it on their blog, Just literally to say, I know these guys last
night. Well, I mean, it's just like people taking tracks off the album and putting it on a blog.
Yeah.
I think blogs have really helped us. I think you know, there's a way of creating hype around bands through blog.
Sure.
I remember, like, yeah, it's just, you can't really do anything about it. I think if people are talking about it and writing about it, then surely that's a good thing.
Cool. So you're looking forward to the future?
Yeah, well, I wasn't looking forward to the future.
Do you have anything big coming up?
Going to Istanbul in about 3 days, and it should be fun. And then after that, we're going over to America. We're doing festivals, and then going to Brazil and doing a tour of Brazil.
Brilliant. Do you have any new records from that?
Yeah, we have this new single that we've been working with Paul Atworth. It's all kind of traditional samba loops and samba rhythms. And it's called Kiss of Life. It's really kind of euphoric-y, but I kind of wanted to write a song that wasn't like a 4-4, like disco-y drum, like house music. I wanted to write something that's a bit more interesting, inspiring. I think with Jump in the Pool, we were experimenting with the whole samba and calypso vibe. And this is kind of like a more, we pushed it even further. And we've recorded this whole battery of servo and tambourine and all that shit going. Yeah, it sounds different. So, a lot cooler.
What's it been like working with
really good. I can't imagine working with anyone else, to be honest. Because we're kind of control freaks. Yeah, it's hard when you let someone else take control.
Yeah.
But Paul's kind of got the same opinion of what he thinks is good and what's bad. It's kind of like just more like an extra member of the band than a producer.
Cool. What kind of kit do you guys use?
Kit? When we record.
Either record or live?
When we record, I record into an Apogee Ensemble preamp. I have a Universal... That's what I'm chatting about. I use a Universal Audio 6176 preamp that I record into that goes into my Apogee Ensemble audio interface that goes into my Logic, which goes for my Mac,
yeah.
And it just comes out very, I only have 2 pairs of speakers that I put on top of the boxes that I put the speakers in. I did have to buy some speaker stands, but I'm just like, yeah, it's kind of, when I've got more money, I'll buy all that.
Oh, great. But you write for most of the bands, you write like songs and you come up with them, or is it a collaborative process like two get together?
I think I come up with all the vocals, most of the vocals, and a lot of the kind of the basis of the tune I come up with, just like, I come up with an initial idea and I bring it to the table and everyone, shoves in their input.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then,
like most bands, but
yeah, of course.
But we tend not to write music on it. We tend not to start with a guitar, but then sometimes we have started with a guitar. But yeah, it's not like based around chords or anything like that. It's more like you might just have a drum track and then write everything around vocals around just drums and everything.
So cool. And I noticed live, you guys have got trumpets in the background and stuff. You've got quite a big display live. Have you tried recording that? Have you tried recording kind of full set live?
We've recorded shows that we've done. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And would you think of releasing any of them?
Yeah, I think we did. Recently, we did a show at did a show at the Kentish Town Forum, which was there's the second Kentish Town show that we did. It was actually on my birthday, and we recorded, XL funded and brought in a load of recording equipment and cameras and all that stuff, the gig was really successful. It got so effortless. It was just like so nice. I felt like I was so in command of the crowd. It's kind of hard sometimes, like here tonight it's a little bit different because you're in Waterford and it's like who's fucking knows about it.
Yeah, but this is a great power of internet, that people hear your songs, they listen to your stuff, and they get familiar with it, and then they see you, see you live, so...
It's strange, I kind of feel like you definitely change as an artist as you like grow older. When we first started, it was maybe when we played smaller venues, like, you have to fucking prove yourself, you have to run up into people's faces and start yelling in their faces and really trying to capture people's attention. But then as the show gets bigger, it's like you kind of focus on like more like the details about how well everyone's playing, or it's not just about like the energy of that, but how well it translates.
Cool. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
And good luck with the rest of the tour.
Cheers.
And looking forward to the new releases.
Yeah. Good luck with your magazine. Is it a student magazine or student website?
Yeah, it's a student magazine. It'll be online as well. It'll be online.
Sweet. Cheers.